With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and we're talking with MSO's Tim Kearns here in a second. We are not doing North Shore Sports Night tonight, but we're trying to cover as much ground as we can. Mike Grenier, of course, is on this Monday evening going to the Garden to see Springsteen, apparently, for the 3,000th time. Tim, did you see the article in the Globe quoting Mike Grenier?
No, I did. I did not. Unfortunately, I have sort of drifted away from the Globe, and I a lot of times really regret not getting it every day like I used to, but, you know.
Oh, I miss the hardcover version, but I can't afford it anymore.
Yeah,
it's,
the Sunday version, it was $2.50.
Yeah. Well, I got the Globe probably in the early 60s, I guess, is when I started, and, well, you know, it was only a few years ago that I said I can't do it. I mean, it was $6 or something like that for the Sunday edition, and $50 or $60, you know, I just couldn't do it. I still keep the, you know, the online edition, though. I do check that out every day. Yeah, he had a, I don't know where it was, must have been the entertainment section, but they did a thing on Springsteen's concert tonight, and Mike was right at the top of the list there. A long interview with Mike. It was pretty cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So anyway, he's our basketball insider. We have another post up talking with Bill Newell. Again, Bill looks back on the championship weekend here in Massachusetts high school sports, and what a fantastic job Bill did. Tim, I don't know if you saw any of those things, but he was at the Songa Center all weekend, and he was at the Garden last night.
Yeah,
he's just got so much stuff that he covered. He did a fantastic job for us.
Oh, yeah.
And all that stuff. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, him and Jeff Newell are almost like family now. Bill's talked to him so many times over the years.
So many of those guys, Tim, that we've talked to and Bill has talked to, it's really been, yeah, it sounds silly to say, but it's been a privilege. It's been so much fun because you get to tap into these guys' experiences and knowledge and their passion, not only for the sport itself, but also for teaching the kids. That's what's so great about it.
Oh, yeah. You know, St. Mary's has done so well over the last couple of decades with the number of state titles that they have that they've brought home. It's certainly kudos to the kids that play. And you know, there's all the critics out there that'll say, well, you know, they get to draw the best kids because you know they can offer deals and all that. But you still have to coach those kids. You have to keep them, you know, in line and tow and keep an eye on them and watch their academics. And you know, they've got to be committed to the academics because, you know, the Catholics are very strict about getting good grades. I know. I was there.
I should mention, too, that tomorrow we're going to be talking hockey coaches roundtable, I should say, with four of the area outstanding coaches and their great successes that they had this year, talking about their teams and their careers. So I invite people to stop by and check in on MSO tomorrow. And I can't wait to get to that. Bill is taking care of the basketball portion of this winter high school sports so well, and I've had the great fun of doing the high school hockey sports. And so together we've covered a lot of territory. And then when we get to Monday nights, we get to talk with you, Tim, and Mike, generally about other things. And I wonder where you might want to start, whether it's at the pro level, the college level, or whatever.
Well, my UConn girls are off to a flying side in the tournament. They dismantled the latest opposition. They're playing tonight at 9 o'clock. In a very should be contested game. You never know where things are going to be. Big major upset. Stanford was upset last night, and they were a number one seed. So that certainly throws a monkey wrench, I'm sure, into a lot of people's pools. Because normally Stanford makes it a long way through the tournament, but Connecticut is finally all healthy, and with the exception of Paige Bucher, is fully manned and looking good. So let's hope they make a nice deep run. Maybe on the last day, the absolute last day of the season, they'll be looking to pull down, I think it's championship number 12.
Mm.
But the women's game, if you don't watch it, you have to watch it because it is so enjoyable because they play a really true version of the game of basketball. That's why I enjoy it so much. It's not a lot of playground, very little playground in it. Mm-hmm. So I enjoy, my brother and I both enjoy watching the Connecticut women. We're texting back and forth during the games. The men's tournament, Rick Pitino going to St. John's. That'll be an interesting little mix coming up. The Ed, the coach from Providence is going to be leaving to go to, he's heading into the Big East. I just caught that. So, things are moving and shaking here at the end of the season. So we'll see where it all shakes out. It's still very early. And, in the tournament, there's still a lot of room for upsets. And, again, you wait and see how it shakes out because this kills everybody's cool when you start thinking, oh, well, you know, I got a big name team, really good record. And then somebody from down the bottom of the bracket comes up and smacks them. And you're all before you could even think about making a dollar.
Yeah, well, speaking of making a dollar, what's your take on all this advertising about sports betting?
Oh, God, I'm so tired of it already. You know, and of course, with every advertisement has to come an advertisement about dealing with problem gambling.
Yep.
So at the beginning, it's, here, give us your money. And at the end of it, the same commercial is, well, listen, if you give us too much money, you need to talk to these people.
And then when you're...
Like, oh, my God. I don't even listen to them. If I see something on TV, I change the channel because I'm not going to be getting involved in that. They are going to draw a lot of people in. You know, and unfortunately, it's kind of like the lottery. They pull in the people who have the least amount of money to spend on it, hoping to make a big killing, you know, and...
Well, what I don't like is it's taken up so much of sports broadcasting now and sports television. On the games, you watch a game and these things pop up, bet on this, bet on that, the over-under, this, that, and the other thing. You know, who's going to wipe the sweat off his brow first? It's just ridiculous. And, I've never been a fan of sports betting, and this just really spoils the whole deal for me.
Yeah, it really does. All the little parlays you can play. It's like, come on, you know. It's like the Super Bowl. You know, who's gonna win the toss? Which way they're gonna go? You know, first pass. It's like, come on. To me, it just ruins the experience of watching the game for the experience of watching the game because. You know, you're betting on these things, and you're hoping it's going your way. You spend more time watching all of the non-important aspects of the contest.
And sometimes you end up rooting against your own home, your own team.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like it. But let's.
I haven't put a dollar down in a wager in so long. It's ridiculous.
I got to tell you, today is Bobby Orr's birthday. And I watched a special on Bobby Orr last night on YouTube. It's been around for a long time. It was probably published 10, 15 years ago. But there was an interview with Terry Crisp, and I forget who I think he played with St. Louis. I'm not sure. But he was a defenseman. And Terry Crisp said, one of our – and there was another one with, what was his name? A Montreal defenseman as well. And the Montreal defenseman said, our thing was to put two guys on Bobby Orr, and if he gave up the puck, we considered it a win. And then Terry Crisp was saying, they assigned me and somebody else on the team to shadow Bobby Orr in this, I think it was a playoff game, and he said, we did real good. We held him to one goal and five assists.
Yeah.
And he said, we did real good. He meant it.
my favorite quote about Bobby Orr was Harry Howell, when he won the Ross
Yep.
Trophy as best defenseman.
Yep.
That I really thought I won it this year because Bobby Orr's going to win it for the next 10 years.
Yep. And And then the time.
That's a sport ceremony, but he gets the trophy.
The time when he hit Gordie Howe from behind, he whacked him when he was a kid, you know, like first or second year, and Howe took him out, and his teammates, Orr's teammates, went over to take on Howe, and Orr stopped him. He said, "Nope, I deserved it."
But you know, Bobby was trying to test himself, and you know, there's only if you're going to test yourself against somebody in NHL back then, you wanted to test yourself against the best, and that was Gordie Howe because he was fearless.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, great. So happy birthday to Bobby Orr. We're great to have him still in this region. You know, just.
It's really blessed that so many of the former Boston athletes have found a home in this area and maintained homes in this area.
Yeah, and it's interesting that Boston has such a bad reputation on sports radio in terms of how others allegedly look at Boston, coming to Boston to play in Boston, and yet we have all these guys who come to the team and play on the teams, and they stay.
Yeah.
So, all right, what about the Celtics? What's your view?
Well, you know, I was looking at the standings, and they really, really have got to get it in gear. Because looking at the standings, they're 5-5 over the last 10, but the Bucks are 7-3, Sixers are 9-1, Cavaliers are 7-3, Knicks are 7-3, and they've got to start, you know, getting some streak going because, you know, time is getting short in the season, and it's going to be playoff time, and you want the best seed as you can, and I'm looking at it, and they are now third in the Eastern Conference behind the Bucks and the Sixers.
Yep.
So it would have been interesting to hear a Mike's Power Five because you're going to have to put the Bucks and the Sixers ahead of the Celtics, and Cleveland is creeping up there, and in the West, you know, you still got Denver, 48-24. They're the real dominant team, but you get the Kings and the Grizzlies both with 43 wins. So there's a lot of competition out there that they're going to have to match up well against and perform well against. And they've got to get in. They've got to get in a groove. They really need to get in the groove and again get one of those. You know, 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10 game win streaks going.
They're referring back to when they were inconsistent with the lineup. I think it was last year, sort of like back before January. They're hesitant, and I really feel awful that we can't depend on Robert Williams. Number one, number two, the injuries have popped up, and number three, yeah. The intensity, Tim. They had that intensity at the beginning of the season. But I think the most alarming thing is, Coach, if their threes don't fall, they don't have an answer.
No, and unfortunately, you know, but that's so true with every team in the league.
But they answered last year with their defense.
By the three nowadays.
They answered last year with their defense, though.
Yeah, the defense was probably better last year. Especially after he decided to go with one lineup, but the one lineup is pretty much what he's been doing this year. I think they played at such a high level, you know, this first part of the season. I think that there may be some just overall fatigue on the team.
Well, I don't know.
So it'll be interesting to see just how much energized they can get over the remaining of the season heading into the playoffs.
Well, I still think that when you're of that caliber of an elite athlete, and each of them is, and you have the kind of financial security that each of them has, you should be able to withstand an 82-game regular season and stay energized. That's what I'm trying to say.
You know, and I've said that very thing myself on the show at various times. You know, there's no reason for these guys because they've nothing else to do but but stay in shape.
Mm-hmm.
And ready.
Yep.
And be ready to go, like I said, an 80-game season, an 82-game season, you know, and taking care of your body, taking care of your mind, you know, and not letting things distract you, but staying focused. But we're all human beings, so I mean, it happens to everybody. You lose a little bit of focus, and you get a little a nick here and there, and it becomes a nick becomes a nagging injury, and then all of a sudden, you know, something happens, and it's exasperated. Then you're out for a few days, maybe a week or more, and they all weigh on the team in total as well. So it's how you weather those as an individual and as a team.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they'll bounce back, and we'll see what happens as they come down the stretch run. We'll talk baseball, I guess, next week, Coach, but high school baseball season and all spring sports began today.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be interesting. I'm waiting for the first snowstorm to appear because one always manages to make its way between the first day of practice and the first game of the season. So I'll have to wait and see when that arrives. But it's something all the coaches, you know, have to deal with. You hate to be indoors. You're looking to be outside. I don't know how soggy and cushiony the fields are. I drove by Beverly. They weren't out there when I drove by. They could have been out there later. But you do want to get out there as soon as possible because you like to see what you have in terms of players in the real setting. The gym doesn't tell you a whole lot about people.
All right, Coach. I appreciate it. We'll talk again. Hopefully we'll get back to our regular format next week. But in the meantime, be well and thanks, Tim.
I will do that. Rick, you also.
All right, Coach. Take care.
Okay, good night.
Bye-bye. That is Tim Kearns, who is our Ambassador of Goodwill and our MSO Sports Analyst. On MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.